C. Hearing Decisions. 34 Code of Federal Regulations 300.513. 1. Decision of Hearing Officer. A. A hearing officer's decision on whether your child received free, appropriate public education must be based on substantive grounds. B. In matters alleging a procedural violation, a hearing officer may find that your child did not receive free, appropriate public education only if the procedural inadequacies 1. Interfered with your child's right to free, appropriate public education 2. Significantly interfered with your opportunity to participate in the decision-making process regarding the provision of free, appropriate public education to your child, or 3. Caused a deprivation of an educational benefit. C. Construction Clause. None of the provisions described above can be interpreted to prevent a hearing officer from ordering a local education agency to comply with the requirements in the Procedural Safeguards section of the Federal Regulations under Part B of the Individuals with Disability Education Act, 34 Code of Federal Regulations 300.500 through 300.536. None of the provisions under the headings Filing a due process complaint, model forms, resolution process, impartial due process hearing, hearing rights, and hearing decisions, 34 Code of Federal Regulations 300.507 through 300.513, can affect your right to file an appeal of the due process hearing decisions with a court of competent jurisdiction. 2. Separate request for a due process hearing. Nothing in the Procedural Safeguards section of the Federal Regulations under Part B of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, 34 Code of Federal Regulations 300.500 through 300.536, can be interpreted to prevent you from filing a separate due process complaint on an issue separate from a due process complaint already filed. 3. Findings and decision to advisory panel and general public. The state educational agency, after deleting any personally identifiable information, must A. provide the findings and decisions in the due process hearing or appeal to the state special education advisor panel, SEAP, and B. make those findings and decisions available to the public.